Sports Spotlight.
Interesting features about our sportsmen and women.
Sports Spotlight.
Going past the rules to the heart of the game.
Sports Spotlight.
Giving you the story behind the scoreline.
On today's program, we recap the staging of the 13th Caribbean Hall of Fame Awards for Excellence, where several noted Jamaican sports personalities were honored. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. 10 of Jamaica's most recognizable sporting personalities have been inducted into the Caribbean Hall of Fame, gaining yet another prestigious accolade in their long and distinguished careers. The induction ceremony took place on November 25 during the 13th Caribbean Hall of Fame Awards for Excellence, a red carpet event staged by the Caribbean Development for the Sports, Arts and Culture Foundation at the Jamaica Pegasus Hotel in Kingston. Those inducted into the Hall of Fame are women's 100 and 200 meter Olympic champion Elaine Thompson, men's 110 meter hurdle Olympic champion Omar McLeod, Jamaica's most decorated female sprinter Veronica Campbell-Brown, the first female Olympic gold medalist in the English-speaking Caribbean, Dion Hemmings-McCatty, world-leading track and field coaches Glenn Mills and Stephen Francis, gold medal-winning Paralympian Alfonso Cunningham, the winningest jockey in the English-speaking Caribbean, Winston Griffiths, former president of the Jamaica Netball Association, Marva Bernard, and lastly, president of the International Netball Federation, Molly Roan. The 10 were among a total of 25 persons from various fields who were inducted into the Caribbean Hall of Fame. Minister of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sports Olivia Grange lauded the awardees for their sterling efforts in helping to solidify Jamaica as one of the strongest brands in the world for both culture and sports.
We are a dynamic people, a great people. As well and as great as we have done, the best is yet to come. And so we have a great future in our young people and our talented people. But those who have paved the way, we must give them respect.
Minister of Education, Youth and Information, Senator Ruel Reid, urged the awardees to invest their efforts in young people, teaching them the formula for success in their respective vocations.
Those among us who have crossed many rivers, climbed many mountains, and traversed a multitude of valleys should also seek to help our young stay grounded in their value. We are all young at some time, just that we have gotten white.
Paralympian Alfonso Cunningham now shares his feelings on being inducted into the prestigious Caribbean Hall of Fame.
I feel good. I feel wonderful. I feel great. Being inducted in the Caribbean Hall of Fame is one of the biggest dreams for me.
He is optimistic that his latest achievement will spur more Paralympians to come to the fore.
Me being at that level, it's just going to be more athletes and more persons who are physically challenged and whosoever been elsewhere, knowing that, you know, being physically challenged, they are out there not having no hope, no dream, no like that. Just looking at, you know, me being an inspiration to them will pull them out.
Glenn Mills, coach of the world's fastest man, Usain Bolt, also shared his feelings on the special occasion.
Well, I'm always grateful to be recognized for whatever work I have done. I'm always grateful that I'm being recognized while I'm alive. And it is a good fillip for encourage one to continue to strive to greater heights.
The pursuit of excellence in the arts, sports, and culture is the fire that fuels individuals to strive towards doing their best. The arts, sports, and culture continues to be the adhesive which bonds our society together and transcends all strata of our nation. Let us therefore collectively and individually continue to promote excellence in all our activities in order to accelerate our positive impact and influence on the Caribbean and the wider global community.
Chairman of the Caribbean Development for the Sports, Arts and Culture Foundation, Merlene Daly. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for your company. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next week.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.